I grew up in one of the most culturally sheltered environments imaginable. So I'm a little embarrassed to admit that it wasn't until relatively late in life that I discovered funk. When I first heard James Brown's music, it struck me like lightning. How could somebody manage to cram so much emotion and intensity into one song? James Brown's early music comes from the R&B and gospel traditions, but as his career developed, he learned to inject a heavy and electrifying beat into his music to match the outrageous showmanship of his live act. By the late 1960s, he had completely transformed R&B. Cold Sweat from 1967 could be the world's first funk tune. The melody, harmony, and lyrics are all subordinate to an incredibly complex and cutting groove. I'm Black and I'm Proud from 1968 was an anthem for the Black Power movement. The classic Sex Machine from 1970 features a young Bootsy Collins, one of the most prominent and influential American bass players. The tune that really knocks me out is I Got the Feelin' from 1968. I'm not sure if a drummer has ever laid down a deeper groove than this. The rest of the band, the bass, the horns, the guitar, seem to be just extensions of the drummer's accents. Every note is executed with surgical precision. This music took rhythm and blues and managed to add even more intensity, rhythmic depth, and cultural consciousness. James Brown is rightly known as the godfather of soul. To me, he's the guy who took soul farther. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.